When it comes to dating, how do you like it? Let's find out with relationship coach Cindy Leong, who is founder of Relationship Studio. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hey, you want to come closer to the mic? We can't really hear you.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Much better.
So you're saying that Relationship Studio is not really like a matchmaking agency, right?
No.
So what exactly do you do?
No, we don't match people. Basically, we are coaching people on dating skills, on self-awareness. Basically, you have to know what you want yourself, right?
Okay.
You have to know how you like yourself. So before you find the right one, you got to be the right one yourself first.
Yeah,
right? True.
So it's about improving yourself.
Yes,
okay.
and it's to increase your chances with the opposite gender. So if you're just a one, you can't go for a 10, right? A 10 will not go for you, right?
Oh, ouch.
So
that's painful.
And, you know, so I'm here just being very objective, because people who go for the, you know, events or dating agency, you know, they forgot about themselves, you know, which is also part of the equation, 50% of the equation.
No, I think you got to be happy as who you are first.
Yeah,
you know, you don't find somebody to complete you. That Jerry Maguire movie, really very, very misleading.
I saw that the other day. It was so dumb.
No, I mean, it was very nice, but you complete me. And I think that the only way to be happy is to be complete, and then you find someone to share your happiness.
That's right.
But if you're always looking for somebody to complete you, you'll never be happy, because
you're
put too much pressure on the other person.
Exactly,
right?
Like if you're some man who is really complaining about a job, you're not even happy in your career.
Yeah.
How can you give like happiness to
somebody else?
Exactly. And or then, to lead another girl.
And it's not fair to want that person to make you happy.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
So you
something
got
new every day,
something new, yeah. Okay.
You've got a very interesting event coming up, Dating in the Dark.
That's
it's
right.
A one-of-a-kind blind date experience. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so the inspiration came when, you know, when I was doing a team bonding with my other colleagues from the wedding planning company, Wedding Angel. So we were doing a team bonding. So six of us went in. Initially, we were thinking, whoa, it's going to be really boring, you know, not seeing anything. I'm just going to talk. No using of handphone, no lights, nothing. So I'm not going to know, you know, what I'm eating anyway. So, but after that, we were so inspired, like, oh, why don't we do this for Dating in the Dark for the singles? Because many a times we're just so preoccupied with our eyes. We want to see how they look like. And when after we see how they look like, we have our preconceived idea. Nah, this is not my type. Nah, this is...
Oh,
you know, you
okay.
don't bother to even go one step deeper to find out what the person is like.
So this is to actually force them to just listen
with your heart.
But, okay. Cindy, you don't get to use your eyes. Do you get to use your hands?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to come back. Dating in the Dark. No eyes, but
hands?